meditate till he could hear God's voice. He talked about how that the sons of the prophets in the Old Testament, when they prophesied to Elijah, telling him your master, or to Elisha, telling him your master is going to take from your head, that they had learned how to meditate till they could know God's voice and know what was fixing to take place. And he told me one time, he said, Brother Mel, he said, when I hear from God, he said, I might get down, he said, I might start thinking about the car needs an oil change and different things like that. He said, I'll just push it away. I'll push all those cares, all those thoughts away, and just meditate on God. He said, then God will come to me and speak to me. I know Brother Branham did that a lot of times too. He'd go into a service, God had already showed him the sick people that was going to come in. He'd already known about it. One time he had an interview, I believe, time after time after time. He had everything written out, just exactly what the person was going to ask him, what he was going to answer him, and everything else. They'd come in, they'd sit down, they'd ask all those questions. He'd just take a piece of paper and say, look here, is this what you said? This is what God said. Brother Charles would tell me, he said, Brother Mel, he said, I got in the church house, it's quiet. He said, I got down behind the piano and I began to meditate. He said, you know, he said, I was meditating on God and it seemed like nothing. It was just so quiet, nothing. 2 hours went by, nothing. I didn't hear from God. It was just so quiet. He said, I didn't hear nothing. He said, I got up. He said, I went to the bathroom door. He said, I put my hand on the door handle, and the minute I touched the door handle, he spoke to me. He said, trust me. He said, I had a 2-week high on two words. Trust me. When God speaks, it's anointed. Hallelujah. I tell you what, when God told Noah there's going to come a flood, it didn't matter how many critics he had or anything else. Noah knew what he talked about because he met God and God told him. And the people today, like I say, they might try to tell you you're following man. They might try to tell you you're a cult. They might try to tell you all kinds of things. But when you met God, all the critics don't matter then. And the Bible tells us, consider him who endured such contradiction against himself. Lest you be worried and faint in your own mind. Amen. Yeah, there's contradiction against the true word of God. There's been devils fighting it ever since the beginning. And they don't fight it just in spirit form. They take on the form of human flesh and start trying to tell you how you're all wrong and they're all right. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We know what we've been eating at. Now, like a beautiful story I heard one time about these two farmers. One farmer, my, he was meticulous about his barn. That barn was painted. That barn, it looked so nice. But you know what? He didn't spend much time in the fields. So that year, when it came time to put the horse in, he baled up a bunch of ironweed and stuck it in there for the poor old horse to live on in the wintertime. And there was another farmer. His barn looked kind of shabby on the outside.